Baha'u'llah was the teacher and the founder of the Baha'i Faith. He and his teachings are believed to be prophesied in Buddhism, Christianity, Islam, Hinduism, and other religions. Baha'u'llah was born in 1817 in Tehran, Persia, in present-day Iran. The word Baha means glory or splendor. The Baha'i Faith rests on three core principles: unity of God, unity of religion, and unity of humankind. Approximately 7 million people today in over 200 countries adhere to the Baha'i Faith. Their scriptures are translated into 800 languages, and there are houses of worship in just about every corner of the world. Baha'i principles envision an ideal society. They are gender equality, elimination of all forms of prejudice, whether religious, racial, class, or national, harmony of religion and science, universal opportunity of education for all, a universal auxiliary language which all humanity can use to cooperate quickly with one another, a judicious world government, and the elimination of extremes of wealth and poverty. Many people, like the Baha'i followers, see a noble society as a real goal to be pursued in everyday life. Today we present the sage wisdom of Baha'u'llah with an excerpt from the holy book Kitab-i-Aqdas.
The Kitab-i-Aqdas. In the name of Him who is the supreme ruler over all that hath been and all that is to be. The peoples of the world are fast asleep. Were they to wake from their slumber, they would hasten with eagerness unto God, the all-knowing, the all-wise. They would cast away everything they possess, be it all the treasures of the earth, that their Lord may remember them to the extent of addressing to them but one word, such as the instruction given you by Him who holdeth the knowledge of things hidden in a tablet which the eye of creation hath not seen, and which is revealed to none except His own Self, the omnipotent protector of all worlds. So bewildered are they in the drunkenness of their evil desires that they are powerless to recognize the Lord of all being, whose voice calleth aloud from every direction.
There is none other God but Me, the Mighty, the All-Wise. Say, rejoice not in the things ye possess. Tonight they are yours, tomorrow others will possess them. Thus warneth you He who is the All-Knowing, the All-Informed. Say, can ye claim that what ye own is lasting or secure? Nay, by Myself, the All-Merciful, ye cannot, if ye may be them who judge fairly. The days of your life flee away as a breath of wind, and all your pomp and glory shall be folded up, as were the pomp and glory of those gone before you. Reflect, O people, what hath become of your bygone days, your lost centuries? Happy the days that have been consecrated to the remembrance of God, and bless the hours which have been spent in praise of Him who is the All-Wise. By My life, neither the pomp of the mighty, nor the wealth of the rich, nor even the ascendancy of the ungodly will endure. All will perish at a word from Him. He, verily, is the All-Powerful, the All-Compelling, the Almighty. What advantage is there in the earthly things which men possess? That which shall profit them, they have utterly neglected. Ere long they will awake from their slumber and find themselves unable to obtain that which hath escaped them in the days of their Lord, the Almighty, the All-Praised. Did they but know it, they would renounce their all, that their names may be mentioned before His throne. They reverently are accounted among the dead.
Amongst the people is he whose learning hath made him proud, and who hath been debarred thereby from recognizing My name, the self-subsisting, who, when he heareth the tread of sandals following behind him, waxeth greater in his own esteem than Nimrod. Say, O rejected one, where now is his abode? By God, it is the nethermost fire. Say, O concourse of divines, hear ye not the shrill voice of my most exalted pen? See ye not this sun that shineth in refulgent splendor above the all-glorious horizon? For how long will ye worship the idols of your evil passions? Forsake your vain imaginings, and turn yourselves unto God, your everlasting Lord.
Endowments dedicated to charity revert to God, the revealer of signs. None hath a right to dispose of them without leave from Him who is the dawning place of revelation. After Him, this authority shall pass to the oxen, and after them to the house of justice, should it be established in the world by then, that they may use these endowments for the benefit of the places which have been exalted in this cause, and for whatsoever hath been enjoined upon them by Him who is the God of might and power. Otherwise the endowments shall revert to the people of Baha, who speak not except by His leave and judge, not save in accordance with what God hath decreed in this tablet. Lo, they are the champions of victory between heaven and earth, that they may use them in the manner that hath been laid down in the book by God, the Mighty, the Bountiful.
Lament not in your hours of trial, neither rejoice therein. Seek ye the middle way, which is the remembrance of me in your afflictions, and reflection over that which may befall you in the future. Thus informeth you He who is the omniscient, He who is aware. He verily is the God of strength and wisdom. Beware lest through compassion ye neglect to carry out the statutes of the religion of God. Do that which hath been bidden you by Him who is compassionate and merciful. We school you with the rod of wisdom and laws, like unto the Father who educateth His Son, and this for naught but the protection of your own selves and the elevation of your stations. By my life, were ye to discover what we have desired for you in revealing our holy laws, ye would offer up your very souls for this sacred, this mighty, and most exalted faith.
Whoso wisheth to make use of vessels of silver and gold is at the liberty to do so. Take heed lest, when partaking of food, you plunge your hands into the contents of bowls and platters. Adopt ye such usages as are most in keeping with refinement. He verily desireth to see in you the manners of the inmates of paradise in His mighty and most sublime kingdom. Hold ye fast unto refinement under all conditions, that your eyes may be preserved from beholding what is repugnant both to your own selves and to the dwellers of paradise. Should anyone depart therefrom, his deed shall at that moment be rendered vain. Yet should he have good reason, God will excuse him. He, in truth, in the gracious, the most bountiful.
He who is the dawning place of God's cause hath no partner in the most great infallibility. He it is who, in the kingdom of creation, is the manifestation of He doeth whatsoever He willeth. God hath reserved this distinction unto His own self, and ordained for none a share in so sublime and transcendent a station. This is the decree of God, concealed ere now within the veil of impenetrable mystery. We have disclosed it in this revelation, and have thereby rent asunder the veils of such as have failed to recognize that which the Book of God set forth, and who were numbered with the heedless.
Unto every father hath been enjoined the instruction of his son and daughter in the art of reading and writing, and in all that hath been laid down in the holy tablet. He that putteth away that which is commanded unto him, the trustees are then to take from him that which is required for their instruction, if he be wealthy, and if not, the matter devolveth upon the house of justice. Verily have we made it a shelter for the poor and needy. He that bringeth up his son or the son of another, it is as tough, he hath brought up a son of mine. Upon him rest my glory, my loving kindness, my mercy that have compassed the world.
Should anyone be afflicted by a sin, it behooveth him to repent thereof and return unto his Lord. He verily granteth forgiveness unto whomsoever he willeth, and none may question that which it pleaseth him to ordain. He is, in truth, the ever-forgiving, the Almighty, the All-Praised. Beware lest ye be hindered by the veils of glory from partaking of the crystal waters of this living fountain. Seize ye the chalice of salvation at this dawntide in the name of Him who causes the day to break, and drink your fill in praise of Him who is the All-Glorious, the Incomparable. We have made it lawful for you to listen to music and singing. Take heed, however, lest listening thereto should cause you to overstep the bounds of propriety and dignity. Let your joy be the joy born of my most great name, a name that bringeth rapture to the heart and filleth with ecstasy the minds of all who have drawn nigh unto God. We verily have made music as a ladder for your souls, a means whereby they may be lifted up unto the realm on high. Make it not, therefore, as wings to self and passion. Truly, we are loath to see you numbered with the foolish.
O ye men of justice, be ye in the realm of God, shepherds unto his sheep, and guard them from the ravening wolves that have appeared in disguise, even as ye would guard your own sons. Thus exhorteth you the Counselor, the Faithful. Should differences arise amongst you over any matter, refer it to God while the sun still shineth above the horizon of this heaven, and, when it hath set, refer ye to whatsoever hath been sent down by him. This verily is sufficient unto the peoples of the world. Say, let not your hearts be perturbed, O people, when the glory of my presence is withdrawn, and the ocean of my utterance is stilled. In my presence amongst you there is a wisdom, and in my absence there is yet another, inscrutable to all but God, the uncomparable, the all-knowing. Verily we behold you from our realm of glory, and shall aid whosoever will arise for the triumph of our cause with the host of the concourse on high and a company of our favored angels.
O peoples of the earth, God, the eternal truth, is my witness that streams of fresh and soft-flowing waters have gushed from the rocks through the sweetness of the words uttered by your Lord, the unconstrained, and still ye slumber. Cast away that which ye possess, and on the wings of detachment soar beyond all created things. Thus biddeth you the Lord of creation, the movement of whose pen hath revolutionized the soul of mankind. Know ye from what heights your Lord, the All-Glorious, is calling? Think ye that ye have recognized the pen wherewith your Lord, the Lord of all names, commandeth you? Nay, by my life, did ye but know it, ye would renounce the world and would hasten with your whole hearts to the presence of the Well-Beloved. Your spirits would be so transported by His word as to throw into commotion the greater world, how much more the small and petty one. Thus have the showers of my bounty been poured down from the heaven of my loving kindness, as a token of my grace, that ye may be of the thankful.
The penalties for wounding or striking a person depend upon the severity of the injury. For each degree, the Lord of Judgment hath prescribed a certain indemnity. He is, in truth, the Ordainer, the Mighty, the Most Exalted. We shall, if it be our will, set forth these payments in their just degrees. This is a promise on our part. And He, verily, is the keeper of His pledge, the knower of all things. Verily, it is enjoined upon you to offer a feast, once in every month, though only water be served. For God hath purposed to bind hearts together, albeit through both earthly and heavenly means. Beware lest the desires of the flesh and of a corrupt inclination provoke divisions among you. Be ye as the fingers of one hand, the members of one body. Thus counseleth you the pen of Revelation, if ye be of them that believe. Your evil doings can never harm us, neither can your good works profit us. We summon you wholly for the sake of God. To this every man of understanding and insight will testify.
Tread ye the path of justice and equity in all things. Thus biddeth you he who is the dawning place of revelation, would that ye might comprehend. God hath bidden you to show forth kindliness towards my kindred, but he hath granted them no right to the property of others. He verily is self-sufficient above any need of his creatures. Take ye hold of the precepts of God with all your strength and power, and abandon the ways of the ignorant. O people of the world, follow not the promptings of the self, for it summoneth insistently to wickedness and lust. Follow rather him who is the possessor of all created things, who biddeth you to show forth piety and manifest the fear of God. He verily is independent of all his creatures. Take heed not to stir up mischief in the land after it hath been set in order. Whoso acteth in this way is not of us, and we are quit of him. Such is the command which hath, through the power of truth, been made manifest from the heaven of revelation.
Thank you for joining us today for Between Master and Disciples here on Supreme Master Television. Planet Earth, our loving home, is up next after Noteworthy News. May the Providence endow your life with nobility, love, and peace.